This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. World Water Day is being observed today. The day highlights the importance of fresh water and advocates the sustainable management of water resources. It aims to raise awareness and inspire actions to tackle the water crisis worldwide. The theme of World Water Day this year is Glacier Preservation, emphasizing the critical role of glaciers in maintaining global freshwater supplies and the urgent need for conservation measures in the face of climate change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed the country's commitment to conserving water and promoting sustainable development on World Water Day today. In a social media post, he shared a video highlighting the importance of water conservation. He emphasized that water has been the lifeline of civilizations and stressed the need to protect it for future generations. On World Water Day today, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil launched the countrywide Jal Shakti Abhiyan, Catch the Rain 2025 from Tau Devi Lal Stadium of Panchkula in Haryana. Maharashtra's Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis today announced that the cost of properties damaged during the recent Nagpur violence will be recovered from rioters responsible for the incident, and the failure to pay up would lead to the seizure and selling of their properties. Fadnavis was speaking at a press conference held at the Police Commissionerate, Nagpur, after a review meeting with senior police officials regarding the Nagpur violence. This compensation will be given in the next 3 to 4 days. The Chief Minister also said that the government is trying to relax the curfew restrictions currently in force at some parts of Nagpur. Informing about the violence that broke out in Nagpur on the night of last Monday due to the alleged burning of religious symbols, he said that 104 people have been identified, out of which 92 are adults and 12 are minors, and cases have been registered against them. Chairman of Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, Dr. V. Narayanan, has said that the organization is working on a mission mode to land an Indian on the moon and bring him back safely. He said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given the guidelines to work on this mission, and ISRO will accomplish this task by 2040. The ISRO chairman was delivering his keynote address at the 8th Chhatra Sansad at Lovely Professional University near Jalandhar yesterday.
We are going to build our own space station by 2035. We are going to send a Mars lander mission. We are going to have a orbiter for studying the Venus planet. We have got approval for Chandrayaan 4 and Chandrayaan 5. Chandrayaan 4 is a mission which will go take the sample from moon and bring back the sample for study. We are working on a next generation launcher which can place 30,000 kg in the lower orbit.
Speaking about the humble but inspiring journey of the Indian space program, Mr. Narayanan said today it has many firsts to its credit, including being the only space organization to successfully complete Mars orbit mission in its first attempt, and that too by using a single rocket. On the safe return of NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Bushwell Moore after their epic 9-month odyssey in space, Dr. Narayanan said that he did not sleep as he was watching the entire mission. He said, "We have to learn from others for the success of our own missions." Directorate General of Goods and Services Tax Intelligence, DGGI, has blocked 357 websites of illegal or non-compliant offshore online money gaming entities. DGGI has intensified its enforcement actions against offshore online gaming entities. The online money gaming industry comprises both domestic and foreign operators. Around 700 offshore entities involved in the supply of online money gaming, betting or gambling are under DGGI's scanner. The Finance Ministry said in a statement that it has noticed that these entities are evading GST by failing to register, concealing taxable gains and bypassing tax obligations. The third day of the Khelo India Para Games 2025 has been witnessing intense competition and inspiring performances at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi. Athletes from across the country continue to showcase their skill and determination, making the event a grand celebration of para sports. And the 18th edition of IPL 2025 is set to begin today. The match with the Royal Challengers Bangalore will be in Kolkata this evening. And that is the end.